You're listening to The Art Show on BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Radio Fáil. There's been weaving in Sion Mills for, I would say, about 180 years. Its very name would tell you that textiles have been the basis for Vully's life here. This week, the artist and weaver Rachel Finlay has been using the legacy of Herdman's Mill as inspiration for a new exhibition right here in the Old Mill. Rachel, welcome to The Art Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Windows into the Past is the name. I would take from that that you're using the heritage of the place as inspiration.
I am. The Windows into the Past was basically inspired by the actual windows itself in Herdman's Mill. It's one of those kind of things that you notice, I suppose, about the mill. The windows are so big and imposing, and what drew them to me was they were made that way to allow workers a view out of the windows, towering over until the countryside and also the village of Sion, but it also allowed maximum light in as well. So that was why one of my wee collections was based on the windows of the actual mill.
Where do you start whenever you're going to weave a pattern? Sometimes I think that all the patterns have been done, but surely that's not the case.
No. The loom that I used myself was a 24-shaft loom. It's all done by hand, but what I actually have to do is I have to create the pattern itself. So how I do that is I actually program it into a wee computer, kind of sits like a USB attached.
New technology in weaving.
New technology, yes. It actually attaches to like a box on the loom, and all it does is basically remembers me of the pattern, so it means that I don't have to memorize such a complicated pattern. I just have to move my arms and feet, but I still actually have to make each piece of the fabric.
How do you decide on the colours of the threads here? Because that's where you start, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You start with thread.
That's where I start. The inspiration for this wee collection, the mill collection, was about the derelict colours now present in Herdman's Mill. So I actually gained access to the mill, and what I did was went around the mill, photographed the mill, just... What I was told when I was going to do it, a lot of people actually said to me, oh, you know, what are you looking at that for? It's, you know, a grey, it was actually described as a grey, ugly eyesore. And when I went in, I was completely overwhelmed by how wrong, I suppose. You know, I thought it was going to be a skeletal shell, really. But there's so many beautiful colours. There was beautiful textures. Now, there was actually a room in the mill that the roof was actually striped pink and blue with, like, yellow columns. Was fantastic. So these wee colours here are actually taken from the mill. The rust kind of ochre colour is taken from the roof. Now the beautiful structure it's left, although the roof itself is gone, the structure that remains is a beautiful rust ochre colour. And then that wee petrol kind of green blue is actually taken from other elements and kind of the nature taking over the mill.
Nature's reclaiming the mill.
Nature's reclaiming it because up on that roof, see, I swear, it is open to all the elements. There's actually, when I was last there was flowers, there's grass growing. It's amazing. So that's where the inspiration came from, that wee collection. It was just showing that, okay, it is a derelict building, but look, there's life. It's taken over. There's life. It still remains in that building.
I must say that you've only graduated. You're a young woman. When did you first become aware of Herdman's Mill and how important it was to this area?
I knew about Herdman's Mill just growing up and being a small child because I live in the neighbouring Victoria Bridge. It is, you know, it has been a feature on my local horizon for nearly 200 years. Generations of my family have worked there. My mother actually worked there.
Ah, great.
So she worked there. She had a couple of happy years.
What did
there.
She tell you about it?
She told me it was good. She told me she did night shift. She said it was quite a scary building once. She worked up in the actual roof structure where I got a lot of inspiration. She did tell me once she started, she didn't leave. She didn't come downstairs. But it's been great because I've been able to meet loads of local mill workers and get great stories and memories. And all the feedback I've got is great because for me, it's about learning about the heritage. And this is what I wanted to do was interview locals and find out all their memories and kind of reflections of the past.
Now, you've got the weaving, of course, but also there are artworks as well, patterns that you have.
Yeah, these are kind of more art and mark makes, basically more abstract. So the way that I would work, my kind of process is I like to take first-hand photography. I actually like to capture what I'm looking at, so I've got my own source. I then take that into my drawing, my art form, so I kind of pick elements from the certain things that I like, whether it is the colours and the textures. And I do my own interpretation just so I'm not creating art from directly a photo. I'm not mimicking what I see. I'm doing my own interpretation. So from that, I do more kind of more detailed, more maybe collage style drawings, just like those wee ones. and then I actually pick from them the elements, what I see, which I take into my woven designs.
Okay, you've only been here a week, mm-hmm. and tomorrow is the last day, but I have to say that you have found a fantastic spot. I'm sure you would love to just be here all the time.
I loved it. It's been an absolute great week because I've got to meet so many people. I've got to hear so many stories. The feedback has been amazing, and the facilities are great. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Herdman and Mark Lusby here from the Heritage Trust who have been able to offer me this opportunity.
Because you've just been appointed artist in residence for weaving, let's say, for the University of Ulster. I wonder, could you wangle it that you're based here?
Yeah, I think it's great because it's great that I have this and it allows me to kind of give me a wee bit of idea, because now I take up the post now just at the end of the month. I now go into the university with scope. Although I have this series of work, I've now got more inspiration and more influences from this theme, which means I can continue it once I go back to work for the university.
Okay, Rachel Finley, thank you very much for being on the Art Show. Good luck with the exhibition. Good luck with the new post too.
Thank you very much.
And tomorrow is your last chance to see that exhibition of Rachel Finley's work, Windows into the Past, it's called. It's in the Stables Complex at Herdman's Mill in Sion Mills, open from 10 until 4.